It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Federal officials are in New York investigating the helicopter crash in the East River Sunday night. Five passengers were killed after the helicopter crashed into the water. The pilot was the only survivor. Joining us now to discuss the latest on the crash is WNYC's transportation reporter, Stephen Nesson. Hey, Stephen.
Hello, Sean.
Tell us what investigators are saying about the crash.
Well, it's too early to say exactly why the helicopter crashed. What they know is that just after 7 p.m., the pilot of this helicopter issued a mayday call saying the engines had failed. The helicopter's pontoons were inflated, and seconds later, the helicopter crashed into the river. Investigators have not interviewed the pilot yet, who is still in the hospital. Now they're examining the helicopter itself, and this was an open-door helicopter for photography, so they'll be looking at all the media that was shot by the passengers for clues, as well as anything else shot by people who are watching the crash. And they'll be looking at the usual things like weather and the helicopter's maintenance record.
And we don't want to be alarmist here, but there have been at least three fatal crashes of these tourist helicopters in the past 10 years. Just how safe are these helicopters?
Well, the helicopter in Sunday's crash belonged to this company called Liberty Helicopters. You've probably seen them around. This company was involved in a crash in 2009 in which one of their pilots collided with another helicopter that resulted in 9 deaths. There's another accident in 2011 from another company which crashed into the East River and killed a British tourist. That was caused by an overloaded helicopter and some unexpected wind that the pilot couldn't quite recover from. The company that ran the tour on Sunday is called Fly Nyon and it leased Liberty's helicopters. This company, Fly Nyon, specializes in open-door tours so riders can take photos out of the side. For $220 a seat, you get 15 minutes, $500 for 30 minutes. These other crashes were not open-door tours. Fly Nyon's website says they go beyond industry safety standards for each person and every flight.
So is there any description of their safety procedures on the internet?
No, nothing online.
Yeah, okay.
Although in their breathless description of what happens before you fly, it's essentially you see some photos that were taken by other passengers, you meet your flight mates, you discuss what pictures you want to take, a lot about the process there. You hit the launch pad, harness in, secured, off you go. There's nothing about the company's safety procedures or what to do in the event of a crash, so you could prepare for a flight like this.
But you did. So you spoke with someone who was on another Fly Nyon tour. It took off from the same place as the one that crashed and at about the same time. What did he say about the sort of preparation people get before flying in one of these helicopters?
That was Eric Adams. He's a freelance photographer. He's done many flights like this before, including two with this very company. And he said the safety preparations weren't adequate. It's so much new information coming at people who've never done this before, and there's no way they're absorbing it at all. He says they did go over how to take the seatbelts off mm-hmm. and how to remove the harness, which holds the seat in place. You have to use a knife for that. But it was just a short video and a short talk.
We didn't develop any immediate physical contact with the knife, so we knew where it was on the harness. I still can't tell you, you know, a day later where that knife was on my own harness because I had no idea. And the same with the carabiner in the back and how you would have gotten that out in an emergency. None of this was sort of hands-on stuff. It was all academic.
So even a risk-taking photographer was a little unnerved by the lack of preparations.
So it's probably needless to say, but is that something that investigators are going to be looking into as they look into this crash?
Absolutely. And again, according to the company's website, all their helicopters use what's called an 8-point safety harness. I spoke with a helicopter safety expert, Keith Chiafrani, who also investigates helicopter crashes. He said the seatbelts are probably easy to get off if you've practiced a few times.
Yeah.
You twist a knob or you flip the switch like a regular airplane seatbelt. He says the passengers must have been briefed on that, like we heard, but he admitted when there's a crash and it's dark and there's fast-moving water, the passengers might not even know which side is up or down and it would be difficult to get out. And even pilots, he said, unless they've received military training, most tour operators don't receive so-called dunk training or practicing how to get out of an aircraft that's underwater.
So the investigator that you spoke with, did they say that there's any common safety issues in the industry of flying helicopters, tourist helicopters?
He did say there's often an issue with unsecured cargo inside and on the outside of helicopters. He says there's no official guidelines, but every operator has their own sort of procedure or method to protect a cockpit and other important switches.
Many operators build up a little kind of a protective barrier around the throttle so passengers can't accidentally hit it themselves when they're sitting up there because a piece of equipment could fall on it and knock it and basically give yourselves a loss of power in the engine.
Now, the big picture is helicopters are actually getting safer, according to the United Safety Helicopter Safety Team, a group of industry professionals, which he is a part of. There were 121 accidents last year with 34 fatalities. That's down from 146 accidents and 62 fatalities in 2013.
Now, as everyone kind of parses through the details here and tries to answer the whys of this, there's a lot of talk about what to do. Senator Chuck Schumer is calling on all Liberty flights to be suspended pending further investigation. Has that happened yet?
Not yet. That would be a call for the Federal Aviation Administration. A few years ago, though, the city did cut the number of tourist helicopter flights taking off from Manhattan in half, and that's because of noise and pollution complaints. They also canceled flights on Sundays. The crash that we're talking about left from New Jersey.
WNYC's transportation reporter Stephen Nesson. Thanks so much, Stephen.
Thank you.